As I talk, please listen for this sound. You'll be hearing this sound periodically, and every time that you do, please turn the lever and advance to the next picture. Now I will begin. On March 19th, 1992, a recreational airplane flying low over the Cascade foothills noticed an unusual number of orange forms dotting the forest floor. Further investigation revealed 86 earth-moving vehicles, idle and overgrown with weeds, spread over 5 acres of forest. Each of them had disappeared mysteriously from a construction site sometime over the past 20 years. The missing machines had come from as far away as Minot, North Dakota, Corpus Christi, Texas, and Erie, Pennsylvania. Added together, the machines accounted for an interstate theft of over $10 million, and the FBI was called in to investigate. Given the obvious lack of profit motive, initial suspicion fell on radical environmental organizations. However, this theory was soon discounted as none of the machines had been destroyed or harmed in any way. Quite to the contrary, every hook, tread, hinge, and fender was gleaming and unrusted. It seemed that someone had been keeping the machines clean and well-oiled, though the growth of weeds and underbrush proved that most had been immobile for years. The mystery of this convergence of machinery became the Sasquatch of the moment. It progressed from the News of the Weird to the National Enquirer to the NBC Nightly News, fueling rampant public speculation. There were many questions to be asked. Why had the stockpile gone unnoticed for so many years? How had the perpetrator or perpetrators managed to acquire so many without being caught? And most enticing, what possible motive could the perpetrator have had? Please insert disc 2 into your viewer with the white dots pointed up.